Okay, my students, today we will continue our analysis of passages from the Bible. Each of you is tasked with choosing one passage from the Holy Text and analyzing its meaning, as well as showing why the passage is important for Christian men and women in today's Word. I will be right here if you need any help. Do not be afraid to ask me anything. All right, let's get started. Look at them all, busy analyzing the text of the Bible. I have such wonderful students, so hardworking and diligent in their studies, much like when I was in college. When I was young, my devotion to my Christian faith helped to guide me when no one else would. My devotion led me to the church, to my job as a teacher of religion. Help me ward off lust and temptation and all the vices that come with this sinful body of mine. Even today, I struggle to fight against sin, but with my faith as a guide, I know I will be able to resist such desires no matter how great, even if the source of that desire happens to be one of my own students. Just look at him, so young, so handsome, so naive in the ways of the world, searching for a guide, a teacher to help him along. Oh, Lord, there are a few things I would love to teach him. What am I saying? How could I have such impure thoughts? It's this sinful body of mine. It must be, or rather, the thing that's attached to it. My cock, my long fat Fuda cock that constantly throbs and pulses with sinful desire. Every day is a struggle to fight off such impulses, but ever since he's been taking my class, my lust has become unbearable. Oh, even now, underneath my desk, my cock is growing hard. If it wasn't for my habit, my throbbing erection would be on display to the entire class. Oh, Lord, just think of what might happen if they saw it. What would they think of me? Just the thought of being so exposed makes me feel. No, I must resist. I will not give in to temptation. I am a good Christian woman, and I will not fall into a pit of sin and debauchery. I will need to go and pray these sinful thoughts away as soon as class ends. If only this erection would subside. Oh, that's the bell. Everyone continue working on your passages at home and be ready to present your work in the morning. Have a good day. Finally, thank goodness. Now maybe I can finally purge myself of these sinful thoughts and... Oh, my... What are you still doing here? It's him. He's even cuter up close. Oh, you have a question about the passage you've chosen? I see. Well, come on closer and let me read it. He even smells amazing. No, stay calm. Remember your teachings. Let's see. You've chosen James, chapter 1, lines 13 through 14. No one undergoing a trial should say, I'm being tempted by God, since God is not tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desire. Well, as we clearly see here in James, chapter 1, it's not God who tempts us to do evil. We are tempted because of our own sinful nature. This passage serves as a helpful reminder to stay on guard in your battle against temptation. No matter how long you've been a Christian, you're still susceptible to temptation. Still susceptible to temptation. Don't you ever forget it. Yes, I'm talking about any form of temptation. As good Christian men and women, our modern world tempts us from all sides. We must be steadfast and resolute in our beliefs and resist such sinful urges, no matter how good they might feel. He's so close. He's only a few centimeters from my face. I can smell his scent, and it's intoxicating. And when we cannot resist, we must seek repentance. We must ask for forgiveness from God for our moment of weakness and resolve to resist such temptation in the future. For if we fail to correct our sinful behavior, we will only spiral downward into an endless cycle of sin and debauchery, over and over, until we are consumed by lust and desire, unable to determine right from wrong, fueled by only feelings of pleasure and euphoria, mindlessly thrusting and pulsing and oh my. Oh God, my cock, it's so erect. It's poking out through my habit. He can see my huge erection. It's pointing right up at him. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Is he staring at it? My word, he's completely transfixed on it. It's as if he cannot take his eyes off the bulge in my dress. Could he possibly? Could he actually be attracted to my... What was that? You have to go? Wait, maybe we should talk about this. Wait, just don't run off like this. He's gone. Oh, Lord, what have I done? Oh, Lord, what more must I do to purge myself of these urges? Ever since I was born, this Futakuk has been a curse. I worked hard and devoted myself to my Christian faith. I prayed every day for the strength to resist temptation. I even moved into the church in order to give myself to God completely, and yet these desires still persist. That young man, that sweet, innocent young student of mine, he's just so adorable. Lord, I want him so badly. I want to press myself against him, to feel his hands on my body, to feel his lips, his tongue, his warm, wet mouth. Oh, what I wouldn't give to feel that mouth wrapped around the head of my cock, to feel his tongue dancing along my glands, sliding up and down my shaft, tickling my balls. Oh, oh, I could have him kneel down in front of me and thrust my cock right down his throat. I could look down and watch him bob and gag on my huge, throbbing erection. Oh, I could even force his head down to the base of my shaft as I unload rope after rope of hot, sticky cum down his tight little mouth pussy. Oh, God, I can't take it. I need to. No, I must resist. I need to pray. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Okay, class, we'll continue your presentations tomorrow. For those of you who have not yet presented their work, please be ready by the time class starts in the morning. Have a great day. Oh, wait, could you please stay for a moment after class? Thank you. Right. So I would like to discuss what happened yesterday. No, there is no need for you to apologize for staring at me. You know, it's only natural that you would stare at something so unusual. In fact, I feel I'm the one who should be apologizing to you. What do I mean? Well, as your teacher and a devoted Christian woman, I feel I should apologize for allowing my shameful urges to get the better of me. It was a moment of weakness, and I'm sorry. You still don't understand. Well, what I'm trying to say is that the reason my cock, I mean, the reason my body got so excited was due to my feelings towards you. Feelings of attraction. But those feelings are wrong, and I will do everything in my power to repress them in the future. What was that? You have those same feelings, too. That's impossible. My body is so unnatural. There's no way a young man like you could be interested in... You think my body is wonderful? You say you couldn't stop staring at my cock. You were mesmerized by it. You were amazed by my huge Fuda cock? No, no, this isn't right. This sinful body of mine must have polluted your mind. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I must repent and... Oh, God. His lips feel so good. He's using his tongue. The way it probes my mouth is just amazing. And his hands are caressing my body. No one has ever touched me like this. It's incredible. My cock is so hard right now. I can't stand it. Oh, it's pressing up against him. Oh, it feels so good. I just want to grind myself against him to feel the head of my cock rubbing against his body. Ah, oh, I can feel my pre-cum leaking out. It's staining the inside of my habit. Oh, dark wet spot is forming on the outside of my dress, and yet I still can't stop. I just want to keep humping against this man until I burst. No, wait, this isn't right. I think you should go. We can talk about this tomorrow. I need some time to think. Now please leave before I do something I might later regret. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. What have I done? I have sinned. Not only have I indulged in lustful thoughts for one of my own students, me, a professor, oh, but I went so far as to grind my throbbing cock against him. But it felt so good. And the way he kissed me. Couldn't possibly say that I was taking advantage of him when he was so eager and willing to... No, no excuses. I'm the professor. I am his teacher. It is my duty to teach him in the ways of the Lord, not damn his eternal soul to torment. Even now, my cock will still not go down. My mind is obsessed with lust and sin so that my throbbing erection refuses to subside. If I do not stop my wicked ways, both he and I will be thrown into the deepest pits of hell. I must set an example. I must be strong. I must pray for both his soul and mine. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. It's no use. It still won't go away. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Okay, everyone, before you go, my apologies. I didn't get much sleep last night. Before you go, I would like to thank you for working so hard on this project. I found some of your presentations to be quite interesting. As you know, term ends tomorrow, so our next class will be the last one for quite a while. Nevertheless, I want all of you to continue your studies and be ready to learn at the next term. Okay, that's the bell. I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, I am glad you decided to stay. I think there's some things we need to discuss. Please sit down. I must say, I was surprised by your presentation. How you argue that sometimes temptation is too great for a man or woman to resist. How we must simply allow ourselves to indulge ourselves in order to become better people in the future. It was quite a unique perspective. And I'm not sure if that was the original meaning of the text, but you argued your case quite well. Speaking of temptation, I would like to discuss what happened after class. You see, I... Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm completely exhausted today. My entire body aches and I really should... You want to give me a shoulder rub? I don't know if that's such a good idea. Oh, I do feel quite sore. I suppose a quick shoulder rub might help. Just for a minute. Then the two of us really need to discuss what happened yesterday. Oh my. That feels so good. You have such strong, firm hands. The way you caress my aching muscles, it's such a relief. This isn't so bad. He's just an innocent man trying to help his professor. There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, and the way his fingers massage my body, it feels too good to resist. As long as things don't go any further than this, it will be all right. What was that? Oh, well, yes, my feet are a little sore as well. I've been up in front of the class all day, and they do tend to get tired. A foot rub? I don't know. Don't you think that might be going a bit too far? I suppose you're right. If a shoulder rub is okay, then rubbing my feet is no different. Okay, but just a quick one. Ah, that feels so good. Bless you for helping out your poor, exhausted professor. You really are a good student. This is still okay. After all, it's only a foot rub. It's just an innocent little foot rub, nothing more. There's no reason for me to be concerned by, the way he handles my feet. He's so skilled. As if even the slightest touch sends waves of pleasure throughout my body. This feels too good. Maybe you should stop. Maybe you should, Oh no, his hands. They're moving up my legs. His hands have disappeared under my habit and begun caressing my calves and thighs. What have I done? I have allowed things to go way too far. I need to stop this now before things get completely out of control. Please, please, you need to stop. You have massaged me for long enough. Please stand up. We really need to discuss. Oh, God. His hands, they are wrapped around my cock. Oh, Lord. Lord, he is jerking my dick. Oh, my footacock is getting harder and harder in his soft hands. And I'm simply sitting back and allowing it to happen. Oh, I should be ashamed of myself. I am a wicked, wicked woman, but I feel so good. I cannot resist this. Oh, Lord, give me the strength. Give me the strength to... Oh, his mouth. Oh, he is sucking it. He is sucking my cock. He has disappeared completely under my habit, and he is sucking on my throbbing erection. Oh, my pre-cum is flowing nonstop, and he's lapping it all up. Oh, I can feel the tip of his tongue probing my dick slit, trying to lick up every last drop of jizz. And he's so eager. He must be enjoying it. It's the only possible explanation. He must truly enjoy the taste of my cock, the taste of my dick and my balls, and even the taste of my cum. I want to come so bad. I just want to shoot my load right down his throat. Oh, why shouldn't I do it? Why shouldn't I? He wants me to come down his throat. Oh, he's practically begging for it. Oh, I want to. Oh, I really want to. Oh, I want to be a good Christian. I need to stop. I need to resist. I need to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed by thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O Lord, give me strength. That's enough. That's enough. No more. Go. Get out of here. Now. No, I don't want to talk about it. I just want you to leave. Get out of here. I can do this. I can resist. I need to pray. O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. And glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and now, and ever shall be, world without end. God, it's no use. I can't stop. Thank you for staying after class today. We need to talk. As you know, today marks the end of the term and the beginning of the break. As a result, you will have some time off to relax and think about what you will do in the next term. Which brings me to the reason I wanted to talk to you. I think that you should transfer out of my class. No, it's not because of what you have done. It's because of what I have done. Or rather, what I have allowed to happen. It's become clear that I am no longer able to control myself around you. This sinful body of mine threatens to pollute my very soul, and I'm afraid of what I will do next. The last thing I want is to corrupt you in the same way I have clearly corrupted myself, which is why, next term, I believe you will be better off in a different religious class with a different professor. One who can actually uphold the values that they teach. No, I'm sorry. You cannot convince me that this was all your idea. I am your professor, your religious and spiritual guide. It was my duty to protect you, and I failed in that duty. You are so sweet, telling me that you love me. You truly are, but you are so innocent and naive. You can't possibly mean what you're saying. You can't possibly understand that... No, wait, stop. You can't. You mustn't. If you keep doing this, I don't know what I might do to you. Oh, God, the way you trail kisses down my neck. You're driving me wild. I can't hold back anymore. I can't hold back. And I don't want to. Yes, I feel so good. I need it so bad. My cock is so hard for you. Please, please suck it like you did before. Why'd you do that for me? I'm begging you, please suck my hard, throbbing cock. Yes, that's right. Crawl under my habit. My dick is so hard for you, just waiting for your soft, wet mouth. Yes, suck me, I'll do it. Suck your professor's cock. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't believe how good this feels. Oh, Lord, forgive me, but I don't care anymore. Oh, I don't care about being a good Christian woman. I don't even care if this damns me to hell. The way this young man makes me feel. It's far too good to be wrong. I have never been touched like this before. Oh, I've never felt such ecstasy. I love the way this man makes me feel. I love it. I love him. You hear me? I love you. I've loved you since the very first moment I laid my eyes on you. I was so ashamed to admit it, but now I realize this was meant to be. This is our destiny, to be together. It's the will of God, it must be. Oh, come here. Come here. Kiss me, my love. Oh, my cock is so hard for you. So wet. I cannot wait any longer. I need to have you. Take off your pants and bend over the desk. Oh, my goodness. Just look at that little hole. It looks so tight, so warm and inviting, just waiting for me to shove my thick, hard cock. Ah, but first... Do you enjoy that, my love? Do you enjoy the way your professor plays with your virgin asshole? Does it feel good to have me circle the tip of my tongue around your puckering hole? Or would you prefer it if I just stuck it in? Oh, the way you whimper and moan is simply delightful. Oh, so cute. You enjoy my tongue this much. Just wait until I shove my cock inside you. Are you ready, my love? Are you ready for me to claim your virgin ass? Look, I'm lining up the tip with your tight little hole. Once I do this, there's no going back. If there's anything you want to say, anything at all, now is the time. See? I love you too. Ah, yes, finally. Oh, yes. Oh, I've taken your tight little ass. Oh, I've fantasized about this for so long, and now it's finally happened. Oh, what do you mean? You fantasized about this too? I can't believe I waited this long to do this. I can't believe I resisted for so long. Oh, and deep inside I knew that this was right. Oh, this is meant to be. Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm so happy. Ah. Oh. Oh. Wait. Flip over for me. Get on your back. I want to look into the eyes of the man that I love as I fuck him. That's it. Perfect. Oh, yes. Ah, oh, it feels amazing. Oh, I've never felt so connected to another human being as I do when I'm inside you. All this life, all my life, I thought this body was a burden, that it was some sort of abomination being born with a cock, but oh, you see me for what I am, and you love me for it. And I love you. Oh, speaking of cocks, your cock has gotten nice and hard for me. Would you like me to jerk you off, my love? Would you like it if your religion professor jerked your cock as she fucked you up the ass, huh? Oh, yeah. That's it. Moan for me. Moan and whimper as I pop your cock in my tight little hand. My cock pounds your boy pussy. Oh, experience the pleasure of being jerked off while getting your ass fucked. Yeah? Are you gonna come for me? Are you gonna come for your professor, huh? Do it. Come for me. Spill your seed all over your face and chest as I pump my load deep in your ass. I want you to coat your own body and come as I fill your little boy pussy. That's it. Oh, take it. Take my cum. Do it. Come for me. Oh, praise the Lord. Just look at you. Covered in hot, sticky seed, both inside and out. This was truly the will of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Lord. I was such a fool. To think I spent my entire life being ashamed of my body. And I waited so long to express my feelings for the man that I loved. That I held back when every fiber of my being was telling me to go forward. Well, no more. I finally made love to the man of my dreams, and I have no regrets. Felt so good. So right. It was truly by your will that the two of us were to meet. And I'm so grateful to you. This afternoon, all of my students left the church. They all returned to their homes for the break. All except one. I have so much more to teach him, and I can't wait to get started. Isn't that right, my sweet student? I'm so glad that you've decided to move into the church with me. That way, I will be able to teach you everything I know. We have quite a long time until the next term starts. So many days and nights all to ourselves. Let's get started with our next lesson, shall we?